Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast.
This is Mary Lou Goodyear, broadcasting from EDUCAUSE, and I have with me today Lauren Wilson, who is Director of the Information Systems Office at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're interested in what is the biggest challenge for you in providing central IT support.
Like most places, I would have to say the biggest challenge is just lack of resources, both from a money standpoint and from a people standpoint. But also, probably one of our bigger challenges now is just finding adequate people to fill positions. We're having a very difficult time talking people into moving to Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, as we call it, and finding the money to do the projects we want to do, finding the people to do it, getting the proper training of those people, because we still have a lot of people that have been around a while and need to be retrained in things. So just resources top to bottom is my biggest challenge at this point.
I think that you have a lot of people out there that will sympathize with that
being yes.
a very big challenge. So,
well, getting good people to Manhattan, Kansas is not the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of times you have to find that right person who just is interested in that more rural environment, mm-hmm. right? And that can be difficult sometimes. So,
well, we're looking to start hitting the alumni more to see if we can find somebody who graduated from K-State 15, 20 years ago and is tired of living in Dallas or Phoenix or somewhere and wants to move back to the smaller town.
Yeah, that's a great strategy to kind of think about who's been here before and might mm-hmm. want to come back. That's great. So what has the BYOD trend meant to you, and how has it changed your approach to IT support?
Well, I'm in the application side of the house, so I don't deal a lot with the desktop support, so it hasn't affected me as much as some of the other offices. But I know that just trying to keep up with all the new devices out there, keep up with how they change, what the requirements are, has been a very big problem. One of the biggest things from my standpoint is how far down the road of mobile computing do we want to go? We support the student system for our campus. It's a PeopleSoft campus solution system, and we looked into a couple vendors of basically taking the whole student interface and putting it on a mobile device. And we met with a student focus group that we have and looked at the two proposals for them, and they looked at it and they said, you know, we really don't want to have to enroll or pay our bills on a mobile device. We would prefer just to look at our schedule or look at our assignments from our learning management system. You know, everything on a mobile device is not really needed, which really took us aback because we thought, oh, we're going to have a quick win here. We're going to put up this new system for mobile devices. And they said, nope, we don't really want it.
It really is interesting, isn't it, that we kind of think in these one-size-fits-all kind of terms instead mm-hmm. of really thinking more about functionality, I think, sometimes. And
yep.
It seems like your students are being a little bit more progressive about thinking about that in some pretty interesting ways.
Well, they said the only time they'd really want to use their smartphone for enrolling or dropping is maybe the first day of class. They said, this mm-hmm. professor stinks. Let me drop that class and get on there and do it right away. But otherwise, when they're enrolling in classes and thinking through things, they want to be in a quiet environment in front of a mm-hmm. real workstation and do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Yeah, so I think that probably says to us we have a more complex decision-making process to think
yes.
about, right? Does the technology match the function? And yeah. So what do you believe has been the most successful IT innovation your campus has done in the past year?
Well, from my office standpoint, probably one of the biggest ones we've done is we've added in designated access for other people into our student system, where a student can designate a parent, a grandparent, a sugar daddy, whoever, to get in and pay the bills that they have. So that's been a very successful rollout. It was not without its ups and its downs. The faculty got a hold of it, and they thought we were going to be putting everything in there, and they didn't want parents calling them up and complaining about classes. But it's been a successful rollout, and we've had a large number of students sign up other people to have access to their systems. And mm-hmm. it's put more load on our systems, which we have to take into account, but it's worked out very well.
It seems like just more and more that whole environment that students and parents are used to in the commercial sector, we have to kind of keep making changes to keep up with that in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a lot of stress on our systems, I think, and our ability to adjust. And, of course, the commercial sector gets profit when they do that. Unfortunately, we don't get to access those kinds of resources to make those kinds of changes. So Very good. And let me expand that question out a little bit more and say, what would you say has been your most successful IT innovation overall since you've been at K-State?
Well, I was on the team that helped build our learning management system. We have an in-house learning management system. And we had a very forward-thinking CIO at the time, Dr. Elizabeth Unger, and she wanted to be able to put courses on the Internet long before there was any Blackboard or Desire to Learn or anybody else available like that. So she had this idea, and we worked long and hard over the years to put it in place, and it's still being used by faculty, and its use has actually grown. So starting to think about moving to something else, but the amount of data we'd have to move off of there is just so incredible at this point. But it's been a very successful system, and I'm very happy to be part of it.
Yeah. I've actually gotten to use your system because I've co-taught with some K-State folks before, and I would say you were real leaders in that area. I think it's a fabulous environment, I think, you've created for your classes.
I think about the only thing available when we started, IBM had something called Course Out of a Box or something like that.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. Well, I think that's been a very successful aspect of the innovations that you've done on campus, so congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So here's a kind of a more fun question. So what's one word to describe your job today?
I don't know if it's one word. Change leader. It just seems like everything is in change right now. A lot of our old ways of thinking and doing are just totally up in the air, and we're having to rethink how we do pretty much everything at this point. And it's a matter of pulling along the IT staff and finding the people who are open to the change and willing to move into it, and finding the leaders around campus who are open to it. I've ran into situations from a functional standpoint. We deal with a lot of the business offices around campus of trying to help them do new processes, and they don't want to change because they're afraid they'll lose their job if they do. And it's a very interesting job right now, just trying to position us at a place where we're ready to move forward into some of the newer technologies and areas that are looming on the horizon for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I am a former CIO, but now I teach organizational change all the time. And I definitely hear from my students, most of whom work full-time and so are embedded in organizations making these kinds of changes on a constant basis. And they say the same thing. They say who we really see being successful in our organizations are those who effectively can lead change and collaborate with others to make change happen. And I think it's a really important skill set for our students to learn nowadays, right? I think it's going to be a kind of a core skill set of being a successful professional from now on. So certainly we need IT staff to have that skill set as well.
Yes. If one of my IT staff wants to see me upset, they just need to say the words. We don't do things that way around here.
Don't we love that phrase?
Yes.
So do you have a word for 3 years from now?
More stable, hopefully. I don't know. I doubt if that's going to happen. Hopefully things calm down over the next 3 years and they don't just keep accelerating at the way they have over the past 5 or 6 years or so.
Yeah. I think we've definitely seen kind of waves, right? I mean, things keep changing, but there are moments when, you know, the hill is very steep that you're climbing up. I mean, we have that in my institution now. We both had leadership changes in our institutions within the last 3 to 4 years, and I think that can generate a huge amount of change that wouldn't normally be there, at least. It's a different kind of change than responding to technology changes and other environmental changes.
So yes.
It does make a difference. So. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. It's been great talking with you.
Well, thank you, Mary Lou. I appreciate it.